Hello.
Can you
hear
me?
Yes, yes, we're here.
Good.
Auntie.
Well, we do have a little competition tonight, but I hope that if anybody comes on, if we need to, we can share that the whatever's going to be recorded or shared by David during this next hour will be recorded and will be online on the Heart Center website tomorrow. So everybody can hear it as often as they want.
Okay.
At that time. So we had to go ahead with this anyway because this is our time, the last Thursday. But I'm sure that those beings will come along and be on here that need to be with us tonight. And it's going to be, I think, a pretty interesting class that we're going to have. Has a lot to do with cleaning up this planet. So with that, let's see, it's, I have 8:01, I guess it's 9:01 your time?
Righto.
Righto, okay. Well then I'm going to go ahead and ask Sharon, if, Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good, I'm going to let you go ahead. Sharon Wallace is going to be our hostess tonight, and she and Donna Dregan, by the way, have had a lot of responsibility at this time, so I'm very grateful that they're able to be with us tonight for a while. So I'm going to let you go ahead, Sharon, and start off.
Okie dokie. So tonight we are honored to hear from Maximus, the great cosmic being who is the authority for the great central sun, the sun behind our sun. His name means God is great. He says, I am a light, a kindling light of worlds. My service to life is in the center of the Elohim. We learn from him the importance of calling to God and his angels for protection before we go to sleep at night and upon awakening, because those are the times that the darkness tries to invade our bodies and lead our souls astray. Maximus says the darkness is now losing their power to do this. Through Maximus, we can maximize the result of our prayers when we pray for one another. At the end of the class, about 75 minutes, you will be invited to stay with us to find out what's happening in our community and how you can benefit. You can ask any questions or share any insights and experiences you have had with us. And you can give us any prayer requests for you, your family, and friends. Or just join us in prayer. I will now read our mission and vision, and you can see if this feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden earth-based communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live in love as one. Thank you. Now for our opening invocation, and you should have this from the invitations that you received. So if you would read this with me. In the name of the Father, Mother,
Father,
Son, Daughter.
Father, Son, Daughter, the Holy Spirit.
Sharon, hit a star six.
All right, let's start again. The opening invocation. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to beloved Maximus and Progenitor, thanking you for maximizing us with your light and for having gone ahead and prepared the way for our planet and all who abide here. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and his plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and your legions, for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically in our phone conference. Help us as we follow the way of truth. Thank you for bringing our class to those, for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more. And now we will be singing the song 53, number 53, Great Central Sun. It's in your prayer book, and we also sent this to you. Great Central Sun, we praise. As we sing this song in celebration of our planet, please send your love and thankfulness to our beloved Maximus, the Masters, Elohim, Angels, and Elementals, for their constant assistance and presence in our lives. And I turn the class back over to Donna.
Thank you, Sharon. I love that song. That really just gets me in a worshipful frame of mind every time I hear it. We're now going to hear from Maximus, who's an amazing cosmic being. You don't think of him as a regular master. There are masters. There are cosmic beings that come from the Pleiades and even Mercury. Elmoria originally came from Mercury. He was also here on our planet as Abraham, and he was has had many other incarnations. But Maximus, we don't know all that much about his background, except that he's very important and he actually works with the Elohim of God. So we will start. Now, one thing I want to tell you is whenever you hear Maximus say, burn through, try to say it with him. Now, He will say it up to 8 times. He will say, burn through, burn through. The reason he says this is because every time he says it, a huge gush, I don't know what other word to use, but a huge amount of light comes forth and it blankets this planet ever so slightly. If it did it full power, it would probably knock us all for a loop. But he blankets this planet and then blankets it again and then blankets it again. Mainly he's blanketing us. And when you say burn through, it increases your ability and it increases the amount of light that you can take in from him. He doesn't do it all at once because you can only tolerate one blanket of it at a time. So you get the burn through part a number of times. So remember, saying it with him, or even right after him, if you can't quite do it at the exact same time, it doesn't matter, but very close to it. This will maximize the light in you and this planet and wherever you visualize it going. So here we go.
In the mystical light of the morning air, I come to infuse you with jewels of joy and fragrances divine, arising from the altar of the one eternal God. For in your spirits you are ready for initiation. In your hearts you have opened your souls to divine worlds and the majesty of the presence and the victorious sense of who you are as a God being. And therefore I come to bless you, to charge you, and to radiate forth ascended master love, wisdom, and faith into your aura, into the center of your being.
I'm going to call on Sharon to share with us some sort of a blessing or enlightenment that she has received in her lifetime as we go on in this particular heart stream of light and being enlightened. So, Sharon?
Yes. Okay, here I am.
Good.
And it was a blessing, actually. In 2016, I was a part-time relief caretaker for an elderly lady. I think she was around 98 at the time. And she was in late-stage Alzheimer's, completely bedridden, feeding tube, and finally pneumonia. Her son informed me prior to my arrival that weekend that she was in the hospital and would not be leaving there alive. So I was to drive to the family home to drop off my things and my car, and one of the members of the family would take me to the hospital and sit with her overnight, and they didn't expect her to live over that weekend, beyond that weekend. So these were Orthodox Jewish people who celebrate Shabbos, and therefore they cannot drive after sundown Friday to sundown Saturday or use the phone or turn on light switches, things like that. So that's just a little bit of background there. My patient made her transition just before midnight Friday, and I had to find a way home. I could not get into the family house at that hour. I could not call them because they can't answer the phone and they can't turn on lights. So I took a cab to my car. So I had made the call for my patient as she was crossing over. I was standing right over top of her as she took her last breath. And normally when I go to a hospital or a hospice, I pray for all the staff and all the patients, and that's just something that I do, and it just makes me feel good. So I did this again that night, and this is the really interesting part. I am legally blind in one eye, so I should never be driving in the dark or in like a heavy downpour of rain. So it is after midnight in December, and it's cold, and I really start praying as I get in my car after the cab took me to my car, and I'm thinking, how am I going to drive home? I can't see. And it's a 30-minute drive on a heavily wooded, winding back road. So again, I start praying for protection, and as I start driving, the skies lit up in the sun. It was almost like it was daylight everywhere I went. And I was able to get home safely by the grace of God and with the help of many angels and masters of light. And for that, I am eternally thankful. That's my story.
Oh, wow, Sharon. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing your experience with the light.
You're welcome.
That's great. Okay, we'll go on here.
And I enliven and enrich your threefold flame this day. For I am aware of who you are. I am aware of the challenges that you have withstood, the energies of the world that are playing even within your own life as you seek to transmute all manner of darknesses that come again and again in untoward ways, with their rippling effects across humanity to distort the true reality of the divine world in your midst. I am Maximus, and this day I come because it is time, dearest ones, for planetary transformation. It is time O hearts of fire, for you to rise into that God state of divine beingness, where the crucible of your being is in alignment with the very nexus of cosmic awareness in God. If you desire to ascend and yet also to be of service, we will assist you in assimilating light to perform alchemy of all kinds and manners in order to maintain equanimity, harmony, balance within self. And while all is being outplayed within this world that must manifest during this time of transition, you, as a center point of God beingness and divine light, representative of that which is beautiful, divine, and holy, will work and serve and strive to be that one that you vowed to be long, long ago as an arbiter for the destiny of humanity in the light of the presence.
I'm going to call on Lenore Harris, to share with us something that was blessing her, especially from one of our angels. She'll tell you, though. So, Lenore, if you're there.
Yes. Good evening. Well, I had the great good fortune of being able to go to the Autumn Equinox Prayer Vigil in Livingston last week. And it was sponsored by the Archangels. And it was truly wonderful. And the one heart stream and experience that I desire to share with you tonight was from Gabriel and Hope. And at the beginning of the session, before the heart stream, David said, well, we're going to play this song called Land of Love, and it's a song that he composed, and it's about Lemuria. And so he said that he wanted us to get into that sense of that purity of the earth back then, and get back into that inner purity of our souls, and, you know, kind of recreate this land of love in our meditation. And then Gabriel came before he spoke. Actually, he asked us to link our causal bodies by holding hands. So we held hands with each other around the room, and that Gabriel was intending to pulse through our chakras and energy fields and accelerated light. So while we were listening to the song, that Gabriel was going to be doing this. And so he said that, you know, when we feel this acceleration and this light flowing, he asked us to broadcast it to the earth and all sentient beings to help the planet and all sentient beings ascend. So that was kind of our mindset. And then Gabriel began speaking, and at that point we didn't drop our hands. We actually kept holding hands for the entire heart stream. It was pretty amazing. So the heart stream was about the archangels assisting mankind to be co-creators with God and fulfill our purpose, which is intertwined with God's purposes. And so he encouraged us to accelerate our offerings to the earth, and he said it was up to us how we do that, but that they would accelerate the love flames in our heart to help us to be able to do that. Then Gabriel called forth the angels of the white ray of purity, and together they blazed forth ascension currents through us and charged that light through us to clear the cobwebs within our subconscious and unconscious that sometimes get in the way of our highest efforts. So here, you know, like Maximus is talking about, he says, we will assist you. And so here this is more than a year later. Here are the archangels, and they're saying, here's how we're going to assist you. It's just really magnificent. Then Hope came forward, and she gave our souls new hope, a cosmic seed of light. And they said, if we get down at times, that new hope will bud and spring forth and bless and charge you with its radiance, with its glory. Use it wisely to assist others who lack hope. And I've used this a couple times, you know, since this was given. And, you know, I'm seeing that little the little seed of light. It's already sprouted, budded, and sprouted, and it's growing. And it's just something that's a real experience that touched me deeply, and I intend to use. And that's what the masters and angels do. They intend us to use what they give us. Sometimes we don't remember it all. But this heart stream in this session was so powerful because, number one, we've got these ascension currents flowing through us, and Archangel Gabriel said he was pulsing this through us. So by the time this session was over, we were so charged with light, neither David nor any of us felt like getting up and moving and going to lunch or whatever was happening next. It was an amazing experience. So he said at the end, "Be light always and ascend daily. I am Gabriel, loving and coaching you to your God success always." So that's just something I wanted to share because it was just a really wonderful experience.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was great, Lenore. Be light daily and ascend always. Is that what it was that you said?
Ascend daily. Be light always and ascend daily.
Wow. That's exactly what we'll learn more about tonight, too. So that was perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Lenore.
You're welcome.
Angels of the sacred fire, now gather in the atmosphere during this time of thanksgiving and praise and appreciation, thoughtfulness, and gratitude. And through hearts upturned to the divine, even if it is only for 1, 2, or 3 days throughout the year, there is a manifestation now through this grace of godliness. Miracle light, maximized light, radiant light, and these angels surround those points of darkness as focal points of nihilism and inanity. And there is the dissolution this day of the cause and core, the very nadir of these nexi of darkness. Burn through, O sacred fire. Burn through, O cosmic light. Burn through, O violet fire. Rays of holiness, purity, and transmutative love. Burn through, burn through, burn through, burn through, as these angels have their hands raised to co-create with God and many an ascended master a new matrix of love, presence, and joy.
I'm going to call on Barbara, who has something to share with us about how the light has worked in her life. Barbara, if you're there, you can answer. Barbara? Just hit *6.
There we go. I unmuted my phone, but I forgot the *6.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I pondered what to share with this because I've had many miracles in my life. But for whatever reason, the Masters wanted me to share why I'm here now. Almost exactly 40 years ago, when I was a young woman with two little toddlers, I'd gotten into a very dark place in my mind, and I was feeling very depressed, almost to the point of being desperate. My husband was very against my following the Master's teachings. I had no friends that I could share my beliefs with, and I felt like I was in a box. And I got to the point where I decided that my family would be better off without me because I felt so dark inside. I felt like my life was being wasted because I couldn't follow the plan that I so desired. And I decided to kill myself. And I did. I took a whole bottle of Darvon, and any of you who are in the medical field or nurses or whatever know what that's like. I took enough Darvon to kill a horse, a whole bottle. And then I went and I laid down on my bed and waited to die. And I sunk way, way down, went down the long dark tunnel, you know, all the classic near-death experience stuff that I'm sure many of you have heard about. And when I got to the end of the tunnel and came out into the light, there was this immense angel with the flaming sword standing there, and he said, "You have to go back. You can't come in." And I was just shocked and distraught. And so I went back down the tunnel and gradually woke up, and I wasn't dead. And then I had to sit up and think, well, what do I do now? And went through a lot of angst, got some counseling, whatever, but I had to totally re-examine my life from the ground floor up and decide to move forward. And since that day, upon reflection on that time, I realized I'm not on my own time anymore and haven't been all these years now. I'm on God's time because I took my life, but God gave it back to me. And so I'm here.
Wow, Barbara, that's an amazing story. What a miracle that you really didn't suffer major, major side effects and problems. And God certainly wanted you to continue, and you've certainly contributed to a lot of lives since that time. And we're sure glad you're here.
I don't think I've ever told that story to anybody but my counselor, ever.
Well, thank you that you shared it with us tonight. I'm so glad that you did. It is just a testimony that God wants us here, and he can do miracles, and he did. He did miracles in you. And we know now that Barbara has married to a wonderful guy. He does a lot of broadcasts, and between them they have 8 children, and she contributed greatly in helping him with all of his kids at one time in life that just makes my jaw drop. So I'm very grateful that Barbara is here and for all that God has done and is doing through her life. Okay, we'll go on here a little bit further.
There is released cosmic light from the great central sun, stepped down through many galaxies of light, star systems of joy, and through your own sun, and through your own God solar presence. Burn through, O sacred fire. Consume all that is less than light this day within this planetary home, within its atmosphere, within the subconscious beings of humanity, and that which arises out of the darkness. Burn through, it is no more. Burn through. It is crystallized now in light rather than darkness.
Okay, I'm going to share just a little bit right now. Let me ask you first, what is happening to our planet right now as Maximus is maximizing this burn through exercise, and he will continue to do it, by the way, we're not through. And he's maximizing at that time our planet with his light. So what was happening, and why is it so important to practice visualizing this light now within ourselves and in the planet? I'd like to share with you something from a man who was really major in getting the masters and their heart streams and all that we need to know about them out there to the public. His name was Peter Deneuf, and he gave this, what I'm sharing with you tonight, he gave it in late 1944, shortly before he died. He was a being of a very high level of consciousness, as well as an incomparable musician, and throughout his life, he set an example of purity, wisdom, intelligence, and creativity. In fact, here's an interesting quote by Albert Einstein, who once said, the world bowed down to me, but I bowed down to Master Peter Deneuve. I had no idea that Einstein was a follower of the Universal Great White Brotherhood, but apparently he was. At least he certainly honored Peter Deneuve. A few days before Peter's Deneuve's departure to heaven, and while he was in a state of deep meditative trance, he made an extraordinary prophecy about the troubled times that we are going through today. He called it the time of the end and the advent of humanity's new golden age. And I'm going to just read a little bit from what he said. He said, some decades will pass before this fire will come, this divine fire that will purify and prepare this planet in regards to the golden age which is coming. It will transform the world by bringing it into a new morality. This immense fire and wave comes from cosmic space, and it will inundate the entire earth. All those that attempt to oppose it will be carried off and transferred elsewhere. And then he says, the best and only thing that man can do now is to turn towards God and improve himself consciously to elevate his vibratory level. So he will find himself in harmony with a powerful and godly wave that will soon submerge the earth, including him. The fire of which I speak, he said, that accompanies the new conditions offered to our planet, will rejuvenate, purify, reconstruct everything. It's like a violet fire, he said. The matter will be refined. That means all of the dense stuff around us. It will be refined. Your hearts will be liberated from anguish, troubles, incertitude, and they will become luminous. Everything will be improved, elevated. The thoughts and the sentiments and the negative acts will be consumed and destroyed. Everything that is around you will collapse and disappear that is not godly. The entire earth will be shaken. No trace will be left of this erroneous culture that maintains men under the yoke of ignorance. There is so much more to know. Earthquakes are not only mechanical phenomenon. Their goal is to awaken mankind and awaken the intellect and the heart of humans so that they will liberate themselves and allow God to liberate them from their errors and their follies. And earthquakes cleanse the area. Our solar system, he said, is now traversing a region of the cosmos that has been darkened, and our Earth is in it. The Earth is following an ascending movement now, and everyone should make themselves harmonize with the currents of the ascension. Those who refuse to will lose the advantage of the good conditions that are offered in the future. They will remain behind in evolution, and they must then wait tens of thousands of years for the coming of a new ascending wave. We are approaching a new ascending wave, he said. The Earth, the solar system, the universe are all being put in a new direction under the impulsion of love. It is through suffering and difficulties that the consciousness of man will be awakened and love will serve them all. Then he mentions the terrible predictions of Daniel written in Daniel chapter 8. He talks about that. He says, there will be floods, hurricanes, gigantic fires, and earthquakes. Blood will flow in abundance in numerous places across the earth. God is love, and yet we are dealing here with a chastisement, a reply by nature against the crimes perpetrated by man against his mother earth. After those sufferings, you will know the golden age, harmony, and unlimited beauty. So keep your peace and your faith when the time comes for suffering, because it is written that not a hair will fall from the head of those who are just and live in love and faith. Don't be discouraged. Simply follow, continue to follow your work of personal perfection in Christ, the Christ self, or the Christ, the word Christ, as you know, is a position like king, and there are more than one Christ. You have no idea of the grandiose future that awaits you. A new earth will soon see the daylight. In a few decades, each one will have the time to consecrate spiritual, intellectual, and their artistic and creative activities. You have not been able to do that. The question of rapport between man and woman will finally be resolved in harmony. Humans will voyage through the different planes of space and break through intergalactic space. They will study their functioning and will rapidly be able to know the divine world, to fusion with the head of the universe, Almighty God. And then he said, your predestination is to prepare yourself for it so you can welcome it and live it. The single aspiration of each one will be to conform himself to the law of love. This next race will be that of love. A new continent will be formed for it. It will emerge from the Pacific so that the Most High can finally establish a special place on this planet. And it will be led by one called Maitreya. Love will manifest in such a perfect manner that today's man can only have a very vague idea of what real love is, but pursue it anyway. The forces of darkness will retreat. The earth will be liberated from them. Humans, seeing that there is no other path, will engage themselves on the path of the new life of love. In their senseless pride, some will, to the end, hope to continue on earth a life that the divine order of Almighty God condemns. But they will not be able to tolerate the light, and they will be taken. A new culture will see the light of day. It will rest on three principal foundations: the elevation of woman, the elevation of the meek and humble, and the protection of the rights of all mankind. The light, the good, and justice will triumph. The religions of the world will all be purified. Each religion contains a particle of the teachings of the Masters of Light, but they have been obscured, these particles. All the believers will have to unite and to put themselves in agreement with that of placing love as the base of all belief. The earth will soon be swept by extraordinary rapid waves of cosmic electricity. All mankind will repent, because it is written in the Bible, each flesh shall glorify God. Our mother, the earth, will get rid of men that don't accept the new life. They will soon not be able to reincarnate on this planet again. Only those that possess love in them and are pursuing it will remain. There is not any place on earth that is not dirtied with human or animal blood. She must therefore submit to purification, and therefore you will observe some calamities occurring. And then he says the words, let's see here. Oh, he says, read chapter 60 of Isaiah. Most of it relates to the coming of the next race, the race of love. And then I'm going to share one more thing here with you. There's an interesting man named Corey Good of this, what he calls the Sphere Alliance. And you can look up Sphere Alliance if you would like to read more about him. But what he says from another viewpoint is almost the same thing that Peter Deneau said. He says there's a pole shift right now. It's partially underway. And this shift causes a lot of discomfort. I call it the end times madness. And then he says, the greater the shift of our access, the more likely we will lose all of our current technology as we know it today. Extraterrestrials have made contact with many individuals who do not relay information to untrustworthy government, and one day you will meet some of them. And then he says, they have noticed that, scientists have noticed that spiritual or relaxed people become more so. Type A, angry, agitated people also become more so. In the end times, you'll see some people loving more and other people becoming more agitated and angry. Think where you might have seen this today on television if you watch the news. And he says, let's see here. There is what we call a galactic superwave. And that's what he's talking about here when he talks about the two different kinds of people. And then he says, this is part of end time madness, or what some call the shift, and it will continue to increase. He says a solar micronova may occur, that's a solar flare, which will result in the failure of all devices on the planet to work. This may occur at the next solar minimum, which means the next small, I don't know what exactly he's talking about by minimum here, but he's talking about solar flares, and there have been a lot of them lately. I'm not going to go into all of that with him. But he does say that one is overdue, and I'll be sharing with you briefly in a minute one very famous one that happened in 1859 and what it did to our planet. He says we are in a mandala effect, and that means there are different timelines that are merging together after collapsing, and we aren't necessarily interpreting them all the same, and we aren't necessarily on a cataclysmic timeline, but we might be. When merging occurs, it results in a reset, which means a new heaven and a new earth, as the Bible says will happen before the Golden Age in Isaiah 65:17 and 2 Peter 3:13. Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they even come to mind, because love will be so great. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new... Now here, this second part is from 2 Peter 3:13. And Peter says, but in keeping with God's promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with God, ever growing spiritually. Now, some of the things this man, Corey Good, was shown by an experience that we don't have time to go into. He was shown a mass hitting the Pacific Ocean, resulting in a small tsunami, and again in Europe near the Atlantic Ocean. He also saw the waters of oceans rising up into vaporous clouds, and he saw stars falling from heaven. And he said, I was shown that these stars falling from heaven were other areas of the galaxy coming to render aid in mass, huge bunch of them, in other words, to Earth, using technologies that have been suppressed from Earth, using technologies that the EMPs could not otherwise have utilized to help injured or contaminated people. And they will come with these technologies to help the healing and help people overcome any cataclysmic events. Now, in the Bible, it talks about the stars falling from the sky in Revelation 8:10, 9:11, and 22:16. It also calls Jesus as the bright and the morning star, or the Christ as the bright and the morning star, which is what Maitreya may be when that time comes, because it talks about the bright and the morning star coming again. He's, Corey Good says he saw a new energy coming forth called Christ consciousness circulating throughout our galaxy. He saw that whole galaxy was changing. He saw that this Christ consciousness was coming to prepare us for more intense energy of greater solar flashes in preparation for the Earth's ascension. This Christ consciousness, he said, does not condemn us, but makes us judge ourselves. This energy is massive, and if it cannot enter you or pass into you, you will be held back. Now, the Carrington event that I mentioned happened on September 2nd, 1859, and it was an incredible storm of charged particles sent by the sun and slammed into the Earth's atmosphere, overpowered it, and caused havoc below. But at that time, they didn't have all the technology we have. So what happened was all their telegraph wires burned up, the high-tech stuff of the time. Now, suddenly shorted out in the United States and Europe, and it ignited widespread fires all over our planet. There was a colorful aurora, normally visible only in the Alaska and polar regions, that was seen as far south as Cuba and Hawaii. The Earth's magnetic field normally protects the surface of the planet from some storms. In 1859, the planet's defenses were totally overwhelmed. Over the past decade, similar but less powerful storms have likewise busted through, giving scientists insight into what eventually will happen again, they say. The solar storm of 1859 was three times more powerful than one that cut power to an entire Canadian province in 1989. The experts say that if it happened today, and it could, the result might be unthinkable. They said at the time this happened in 1859, pennies and coins in people's pockets melted, and the people caught fire and became very ill in some cases. They said spontaneous combustion may have occurred in people's bodies, but it was so horrific that these the writings or the journalism of that of those events were hidden. Then he goes on to say, if we have too much copper, aluminum, lead, iridium, silver, iron, etc. in our bodies, we are prone to the Carrington effect if such a solar storm occurs again. Spontaneous combustion. So he says, stay on a high vibratory diet of mainly vegetable sources. Cleanse yourself from heavy metals. Take part in mass meditations, such as occurs daily on our Heart Center broadcast. We all meditate together every day. Do not live near large bodies of water. Mountains are the best places if you want to relocate. Join in small, like-minded communities, even if it has to be online. Take part in physical and mental exercises. Grow spiritually daily in love, mercy, service, and avoid fear and anxiety. Stop eating animals, except perhaps fish and maybe a little chicken once in a while. But it would be helpful, he says, to greatly reduce our animal consumption. He talked about a cosmic wedding. Every star in every galaxy, he said, is connected with everything else, and this results in cosmic consciousness, which we acquire as we grow spiritually. It means we can contact anything, anyone, and communicate with it consciously. Now, we are doing this, he says, but it's unconsciously. We don't realize that when we say something hateful, it is communicating across the planet, depending on how strong we say our hateful words. It affects people everywhere. So then he says, somebody asked him about QAnon, which he says means quietly anonymous. He said people do not understand QAnon because QAnon communicates in codes and numbers online on some of your alternative news sources. But certain patriots do understand them and are able to interpret and get positive behind-the-scenes activities on alternative news sources for everyone, anyone who cares, to read and stay positive. President Trump is in constant communication with QAnon. We do not know who Q is, and he might be the same person as is called Serial Brain. We don't know who that person is either. The Serial Brain communicates to certain individuals who then print out on alternative news exactly what's really happening behind the scenes, and it's very, very positive. So I would encourage you, if you get a chance to get to a computer, go to Google and enter X22 or enter Serial Brain 2, or and there are others I could tell you, but those are very helpful. He said, I have said for a while that I was told that it was not one solar event, but a series of events that will lead up to one large event. He said, during this meeting that I had, when this was, I won't go into where and what, but he said, I was told that the power elite, the dark forces, had expected the final solar sneeze to occur at the end of 2019, and that they have been going down to their many bases that they have underground to hide and practicing going down there quickly. And he mentions that there are many times when people say, well, where is Hillary these days? Now, excuse me for saying her name, but we've heard that she's involved in this. But where is so-and-so and the different people that are in positions of power disappear for a while? And some people think that they're in the base that's under the Antarctic. Some people think it's elsewhere. But anyway, I thought I would just share that with you before we go any further, because these are things that are happening today, and these are experiencing the light of Maximus and the angels and all of the masters that work with him. So that's why when you get a chance to say burn through or blaze, 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 visualize the light coming down, and you will very much increase the power of it. So now we will go on.
Burn through, burn through, Michael, Jophiel, Chamuel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Zaphiel, Uziel, and all of the archangels and archei of the five crystal rays. Come forth now with faith, Christine, Charity, Hope, Mary, Aurora, and Amethyst, and Azalea, and blaze, blaze, blaze the eight rays now into an integrative, powerful matrix of solar radiance to cast out darkness within America and the world. Yes, you have seen it outplayed, and this day we choose to come to augment that which you have invoked. And
now he's going to say burn eight times. So I'm just getting you ready for it in case you want to say it with him, because this is very powerful.
To burn, 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 burn out of this nation forces of darkness. Oh, precious hearts, when you live in the light, when you ingest that light, when you are that light, we can radiate through you. We can manifest God's grace, glory, and the powerful matrices of heaven into the physical dimension through your body temples, set forth as a chalice of light. Yes, you are chalices of cosmic light when you choose to be through alignment with your presence, through obedience to the inner voice, and through the God radiance that is yours to claim and then to flame forth. See yourselves from this day forward, blessed ones, even as cosmic flamethrowers. Throw the flame of the violet light here. Throw the flame of the ruby light there. Throw the flame of El Moria, the blue ray of God's will, here, there, and everywhere. And see how, as alchemists, you are now inflaming this world in Aquarian joy and love. And there can be new life, new understanding, new invention, new discovery within and without, and the old ways will dissolve, and the new aspects of godliness will come into proximity within you, and prosperity everywhere.
I want to stop for just a minute and ask if Dwyn or Cindy or Linnell were able to break through and want to share anything with us tonight. So if any of you are here, hit *6 and tell me.
I'm here.
Oh, great, Dwyn. Wonderful.
The violet flame is what brought me into the teachings, and feeling the immediate release of any sense of weight or density, just amazing, and I'll always be grateful for the violet flame. And we use it on the West Coast here, as well as everywhere else on the world, to transmute and lift up the energies and transmute all threat of earthquakes and floods and fires and all the rest. And on a personal scale, I used violet flame and Mother Mary's a rosary when I was having surgery 20 years ago, and I called for the transmutation of everything that needed to be transmuted within that stage 3-4 cancer. And all I had was surgery and no radiation except for the violet flame. And 20 years later, I can still talk about it. So I'm really grateful for the violet flame and all that it does on every level.
Wow. Wow. What a testimony that is. Cancer is something that has paralyzed so many people. And they say that people that have had cancer will almost always get it again, at least in 3 to 5 years. So that is...
I figured 20 is a good number, even if it was... You know, 20, it's a good number.
Wonderful number. It's a wonderful number. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Are either Cindy or Linnell there? I don't think they're able to come tonight, but wanted to give them a chance. Now, one other thing I wanted to talk about. There have been a lot of changes. There are a lot of new things happening on our planet and in our country. And our country, if you read some of the prophecies online, is a very special place. Let's just talk about some things that are current forces that are stopping certain darknesses in our country and how we are seeing them removed. Our president has secured $6 billion to fight opioid crisis. He's lowered the opioid prescription allowance by 16%. He's obtained affordable generic drugs for people who are older and need to be on prescription medication. He has forced the drug prices not to increase. He has put clean coal back in action. He has made the United States self-sufficient so that we could actually survive without anything from anybody else. He moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, fulfilling prophecy. He protected Americans from terrorists through the travel ban. He is in the midst of building a wall to protect against drugs like fentanyl, which is extremely, extremely toxic. He also against crack, amphetamines, drug trafficking, and pedophilia activities and other criminal elements such as M13. He has sponsored recent United Nations conference on freedom of religion, the first time this has ever happened. And he has exposed the suffering that has occurred all over our world in the absence of freedom of religion. And he has gotten all of the attending countries that came to the UN, invited by him, to agree with him on the end of Christian persecution and Muslim persecution and all kinds of other persecutions of people that have certain beliefs. And he will not allow, we heard, the Sharia aspect of the Muslim faith to take action as far as people being harmed or injured is concerned. And that's another story, but we don't have time to go into that tonight.
Burn through, O sacred fire! Burn through, O sacred fire! Say it with me now, precious ones. Burn through, O sacred fire! 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 Precious ones, the fire of God is alive this day. The fire of God is a living flame, an eternal flame, a solar radiance that cannot be stopped when it is invoked with purity and love, harmony and peace. Now the Chohans of the rays stand over the chakras of this nation and of every nation upon earth and radiate forth their God glory this day to bring into alignment all within these chakras and the seven archangels and their complements also coalesce within these chakras great light, and the seraphim and cherubim stand in their midst and also harmonize all and activate new frequencies of God beingness. And now the Elohim stand in the atmosphere over these chakras and bring forth cosmic radiance. And through their own toning and humming and the soundless sound within the unfed flame of God, there is a release of light and Scorpio transiting into Sagittarius, whereby the old patterns of the ego are transmuted and the new crystalline patterns of divine light come into prominence. O citizens of this world, awaken to your own Buddha nature, the God glory within, the Christic presence inside the secret chamber of your heart. Live in the eternality of the one God. Live in the truth, the way, and the life of the Christ. Follow the holy mothers of heaven and the one eternal mother of all Buddhas and sentient beings, and have restored unto you your cosmic birthright, your divine nature, and live in that reality with Maximus and Progenita. Yes, co-create new worlds. Co-create beauty. Co-create harmony, and then see how all is played out in time and space through this light radiance, through your divine choices, and through all that transpires through you. It is of God, of the One, of love. We appreciate you, precious ones. We give thanksgiving always to God for the creation, for the manifestation of holiness throughout cosmic space and the timeless regions of light. And when you also offer praise, thanksgiving, and the power of the presence through thoughtful thankfulness, the light glows within you, and you are one with us forever. I thank you.
Wow, that's really exciting. Donna, if you're still with us there, please close us in prayer. Donna, are you there? She might have had
it. Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. In the name I am that I am. We are grateful for you, Maximus, and for your twin flame, Progenita, tonight. Thank you for teaching us how to maximize light within us and for offering to help us to be who we vowed to be in the beginning and for your preparing the way for our planet and all who abide here by maximizing the light. Thank you, Maximus and Progenita.
Thank you so much, Donna. I was just going to say, one of the things that he did talk about there at the end was about co-creating. He says, yes, co-create new worlds, co-create beauty, and co-create harmony. This is alchemy, when you co-create and you visualize and you see it happening. And this is very, very powerful. And I thought, I was thinking to myself as I was studying and preparing for this, how very much... It seems like our president practices alchemy without even knowing it. For instance, if he believes he can do it, and he seems to believe he can do anything, he makes a plan. He decides where and when. He has it visualized, like the wall. He's got it all pictured, even pictures on his walls showing it. He believes it, like the China tariffs. People keep saying, well, what about China? How come this and how come that? He says, don't worry about it. It's coming. It's going to work. He declares it's happening, and even before it happens, as with the wall. So I just thought, well, he is an example of alchemy. He certainly does believe in himself, and he certainly does believe in what he decides to do. And he talks about it. Sometimes I think too much, but it's not true. It happens, and it seems to work. So I would just challenge you all to do the same thing in your life. Believe in what you want to do and visualize it, see it, draw it, picture it, and then go ahead on it, whatever it is. I had to do this when I started my health food store years and years ago. I had to want it so bad I could taste it. And I pictured it, and I planned it, and I did research, and I figured out what I was going to do, and I started. Since I didn't know how to quite start it in town, I started it in my house, and it grew out of bounds in my house. And a salesman came by and helped me. Actually, he was with GNC that we worked with for a little while. He helped me change and get my store into town. My husband joined with the whole process, and it was a wonderful alchemization. So practice alchemy in your life. Write down what you want to see change and happen in your life and all around you. If there's somebody working on a project, alchemize it for them, with them. Now, I know Cindy Boyles can do this because her special person is doing some writing and some things that need to be published, and she can help him by alchemizing this. So I just want to challenge you all with that last little thought, because it is talked about often, especially from Saint Germain, through whom you can learn all about it. So now... I'm going to invite you all to stay with us for our prayer time, and Barbara is going to lead it. And I think, Donna, do you want to, if you're still there, would you like to give some announcements?
Okay. Tonight there was sightseeing in New York, Manhattan, and, of course, they had the Goddess of Liberty, which probably some of you may have heard that was probably going on. And also, by the way, this wasn't mentioned, but Gloria Rojas in Virginia had sponsored Nicholas Carter to come to D.C. and play at the oldest mental hospital. It may be the oldest in the country. And she just called me a few minutes ago and said there were 75 people there, mental hospital. Good. And that was terrific. I wish I could have been there. And September the 27th and 28th, Ocean City, New Jersey, There'll be a workshop at the Hearts Casa Crystal Boutique. They're going to be having some soul-raising sessions September 29th, Falls Church, Virginia. There's going to be a booth and lecture at the Pathways Natural Living Expo. And then Monday we're going to be going with David to the Masonic Temple on the 16th Street for a field trip and early in the morning. And then October 4th through 6th, San Diego, Chile, booth A24 at the MCA Festival Living and Unity, Living the Unity Mind, Body, and Soul Lecture on October the 5th on Twin Flames and Soulmates, and December 12th through 15th, Vista, California, Mary University event at the Temple of Clarity, a winter solstice celebration in Ascended Master Love and Light. Meet at the Karmic Board and prepare the 2020 for 2020. Thank you.
Oh, that was great. Thanks, Donna. Okay, Barbara, I'm going to let you be in charge now.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, we've come to the end of our class now, and it's time for prayer requests. So please press star 6 and speak up if you have any prayer requests.
Is Cindy on? Cindy Boyles? Is Cindy Boyles on? Okay, well, she told me earlier before we started tonight that she would like for us to pray for a friend of hers, Melissa, L-A-B-T-O, at the last name. She's 67 and had surgery this past Monday of a torn lateral on her right knee, and she would like for us to pray for her.
Heal of right knee. Okay. All right.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Daniel R. Peterson is speaking up, since up is the word. Yeah, I wanted to get out of my off my chest a little footnote about the Peter Donoff essay there, that once we went to a summit conference, Elizabeth Clare Prophet had us sit down and says, write your name out, now put a comma, now put the Christ. So we can all share being the Christ. In fact, that's the second coming, that there'll be a group Christ coming back. And we all have a holy Christ self in us, and we co-create the new age by being this anointing of the Christ. And then the prayer for Montana, since I'm in Montana, and it seems that David has a thing for Montana because he has central headquarters here, is you may know that Montana has the greatest suicide rate of any state in the Union, and apparently it's aging white guys, oddly enough. So I'd like a prayer for whatever is bugging these aging white guys to boost this suicidal feeling into their minds. Maybe the isolation, and they're not feeling this being part of the Christ. They just feel too more and more isolated until they can't take it anymore and commit suicide. But whatever it is, pray for Montana, its high suicide rate. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Daniel.
I had no idea, but that's good to know about. We can pray about that regularly. Be a good thing to pray about. Any other prayer requests tonight?
I have a prayer request for a lady named Anna Bassinet, and she's going through a lot of stress. with family members demanding this and that. And she just can't sleep. She can't. She's having constant anxiety attacks. And I tried to get her to just start thanking God for everything she could think of to help her a little bit, but she needs more than that, I think, right now, because she's very young in, as far as her spiritual growth goes. So her name is Anna Bassinet with anxiety.
Okay. All right. I've got that written down.
Oh, and I have another lady that called me today.
Okay.
I think her name is Marilyn Paxton, and she went in for a routine chest x-ray. They found a tiny spot, and they pursued that, and they found that she had cancer and it had spread to other parts of her body. And she has said, she says, I feel fine. I don't have any problems. But she's started on chemotherapy and radiation. And so I told her some other things she could do. I encouraged her to get the book called Outsmart Your Cancer, and told her about Anthony William also. So left the door open for her to call me back, and I could help her perhaps. But her name is Marilyn Paxton, and we can pray for her too.
This is Patsy LaScala from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm having some dental problems and a lot of pain tonight. I've got a big wedding coming up, and we'll be traveling for that. So I need some prayers tonight for healing.
Okay, we will definitely pray for you, Patsy.
How do you spell your last name, Patsy?
L-A-S, like Sam, C-A-L-A.
Okay, LaScala. Okay, any other requests?
Well, if there are no requests for people, I just thought maybe we could make a call on behalf of what is supposed to be a Bring Your Bible to School Day, October 3rd. And I've been Googling to see if anything's going on in Baltimore. I don't see anything. So pray that it's going to be happening all over the country. Get our children to bring their Bible to school and hope that it continues.
Yeah, very good. I haven't seen any. Hopefully there's no Antifa that gets involved or anything like that.
No, heavens.
Yeah. Well, I think it's quieting down, especially after this UN thing on freedom of religion.
Okay. Well, I have a prayer request, which I'm going to put down. There are people with the group called Convention of States that are giving informative talks around the country, just in small venues, presenting the Constitution. They're just showing the Constitution and go through it, you know, paragraph by paragraph, and show people what it actually says. So I think this is a very important work, and as citizens, we need to know what's in there and why it's so important. Because once you see it and read it, you know immediately what's unconstitutional and what isn't. So my husband and I were talking about this last night because he's an Air Force veteran, and he said, well, when I took that oath when I joined the Air Force, there was no expiration date on that when I swear to defend the Constitution. So it's important that we know what's in there. So I would just pray for the success of these people who are teaching about the Constitution around the country, and that people be receptive to them and they find venues where they can speak, and that people be open to learning the Constitution. Okay, anything else?
Anna Bodoff, I talked to her on the phone this past week, and she's just had a lot of challenges, she said, in general, health challenges and fatigue. So she didn't go into them, but we could put her down.
Health challenges and fatigue. Okay. Okay. All right. Now, let's see. We've got Donna Dregan, Donna Kors. Dwayne, are you still here?
This is Lee in Texas. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Lee.
Hello, sweetie. How are you? I think of you often, but we've just had a lot of other things going on, but I think of you all the time and hold all of you in prayer and all. And so I ask again for prayer for my husband and I, and, you know, all the things that we've been going through. And then our daughter, Nevlin, in Austin, they have told her that she has to have a valve replacement. And so if you would pray for her, they don't know when the surgery will be, but she's going to be at the hospital. The name of it is The Heart, and it's all heart doctors, and they're all touted as being extremely proficient in this field. So if you would pray for all of us, and pray for me too, because I sure have been crying a lot lately.
How is your bowel situation, Lee?
Well, they did a PET scan, and the doctor now wants me to go to a GYN specialist because he wants to make sure that the ovaries was not invaded. So I have an appointment next month to do that, and they want a biopsy of the ovary, and then we'll have to see what that comes up with. So that's how that is. And then I went to my surgeon that took care of all that, and in January he wants me to have another colonoscopy to ensure that everything is okay.
Good. Well, and if you get a chance, give me a call sometime.
Okay, babe, I will. And then also for Ted, because, you know, he still has issues with those vertebrae and walking, and so it does give him a lot of pain when he walks and all. And then also another thing, I want to ask for prayers for our president, because I think he's done a fantastic job, and I think all the help that we can give him, and pray for protection for him and his family, and that the news media is reporting the true news now, and for keeping America safe, secure, and protected.
Yes.
Okay, and thank you each and every one, and thank you all for your prayers. I love you, I bless you, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Okay, Lenore, are you still here too? Or did she have to go? Well, Dwayne, you're still here, aren't you? Hopefully, Dwayne is still on. If not, well, we've got...
I'm unmuted now.
Oh, okay. We got Dwayne, we got Donna Dregan, Donna Korth, and me. That's four. Are there any other? Sharon, are you still here, too? Or did she have to take off?
She had to go.
Okay. And Linnell couldn't come because they're busy tonight. Okay. And Cindy is not available either. Okay, well, we've got two Donnas, me, and Dwin. So, and I guess
Patsy.
Lenore. Pardon?
Patsy is still here.
Kathleen?
Patsy.
Oh, Patsy. Okay. I'm in our HeartShare team members. Well, you can pray with us too, Patsy.
Yes.
But I'm going to assign some prayers. We've got, let's see, nine. We've got 10 things here. Let's see. Let's start with Donna Korth. Will you pray for Cindy Boyle's request for her friend Melissa Lobato, right knee recovering from surgery, and for Daniel Peterson's request to pray for the people in Montana that has the highest suicide rate in the nation, for especially old white guys to see themselves as the Christ and find other solutions rather than suicide. So that's for Donna Kay. Okay. And let's see. I will take the next two. Anna Bassinet, who has demanding family and anxiety and stress problems, and Marilyn Paxton, who has just discovered that she's got cancer and she's undergoing chemo and radiation. Okay. And let's see. And then we got Donna Dregan, why don't you take Patsy LaScala and the Bring Your Bible to School Day, those two, okay?
Okay.
And let's see. And then Dwin, if you'll do pray for the success of the Convention of States presentations on the Constitution, and for Anna Bodoff and her health challenges, fatigue. Okay, so that's Dwin. And then, oh gosh. And, well, you know what, Dwin? I'm going to go ahead and pray for the Convention of States. And if you'll take Anna Bodoff and then Lee Lippert, her husband's head, and her daughter, Nevlin, who needs a heart valve replacement, you pray for those requests. And then we'll all pray together for President Trump and the protection of him and his family and of America, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Donna Korth, you go ahead and start, please.
Okay. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we call to the entire spirit of the Universal Great White Brotherhood. We call to all cosmic beings who love and help this planet, to the elementals who love and help this planet, and to the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas and the nine choirs of angels, the seraphim, cherubim, thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and angels throughout the galaxy who help and work with us. And we pray tonight for, first of all, for Melissa Lobato, who has a torn lateral tendon of her right knee, and the surgery, or she did have it, and she had surgery, and we pray for the very good healing of this right knee, that she will not have any further problems, that she will know which particular exercises to use and how far to go with any walking or movement at all. May she have good advice, help, and encouragement from the medical sources that are helping her. And we pray tonight for Daniel Peterson's information that he gave us regarding, first of all, that we should all realize that we are the Christ as a group, even, and that there will be a type of group Christ in the last days, which is true. And we pray for the people that are tempted to commit suicide, not only in Montana among the older white guys, and the anybody, in fact, that is tempted to commit suicide anywhere on this planet. We pray for the protection of them physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, to overcome this temptation, because we know that certain dark forces would like to get a hold of any soul that they can and lead them astray. And we pray for all mankind to realize that God loves them and would do anything for them to help them stay alive and vital and to thrive, not just to survive, but to thrive in every aspect of their lives. We give you all the glory for and thanks for doing this.
In the name I am that I am, I call the beloved Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, the beloved Hilarion and Lady Francesca, to Lady Master Maita and all of the healing angels, to beloved Servatus and Vistula, and to beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, to overshine Anna Bassinet, and to give her peace and security. O beloved Mother Mary, wrap your arms of love around this woman and bring her comfort and peace, relief from stress, help her grow spiritually so that she can draw her boundaries with her demanding family and be helpful and loving with them, but also to take good care of herself and relieve her anxiety and stress. Beloved ray of light, overshine her and dissolve her fear and her anxiety with the fearlessness flame. We call for the perfect healing of beloved Marilyn Paxton. Dissolve her fear, also anything surrounding her cancer, and lead her to those right and perfect treatments and people that can help her truly recover and be totally healed from the cancer within her body. Give her courage and strength to stand in fearlessness and do what she knows is right for herself and not to be intimidated into doing anything against her will. And we thank you for her perfect healing. We call to the body elementals of Anna Bassinet and Marilyn Paxton to stand and take command of their situations and to bring them into perfect wholeness according to your will, wisdom, and love. Amen. I also call to the 14 Ascended Masters who govern the destiny of America, especially to the Goddess of Liberty, to Godfrey and Lotus, to overshine all the people from the Convention of States organization that are going around the country teaching about the Constitution. Please help them find the right and perfect venues to do this and to share their passion for liberty and truth about this nation and what our nation truly stands for, and help people be open and receptive to this information so that we understand what America truly is and why it is so important. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Barbara, I'm going to quick stop the recording. Hold on a
okay.
minute.
Okay. All right, Donna Dregan, go ahead.
Okay.